Hi, my name is Lise Dixon Gray, and I'm from Oregon. I work with the State Public Health Division. I work in the maternal and child health section, participated on this project with our performance management program, which is in our director's office. Some facts about Oregon and our health department. We are a decentralized health department. We have 36 counties, 34 health departments. They are the local health authority. Within Oregon Public Health Division is located, is organized in the Oregon Health Authority. We're also with our Medicaid program and our alcohol and drug and mental health program. The health division's located in Salem. The rest of the health authority, or the health division's located in Portland. The rest of the health authority is in Salem. Oregon has a population of almost 4 million. Most are up there in the northwest corner in the Portland area, about 1.5 million. The other is along the west side. We call it the I-5 corridor. And we have the east side of Oregon is considered rural, and several counties are frontier. Our approach was a little bit different. We put together three separate quality improvement projects, hoping that we would build some depth and internal support for staff making behavioral change and implementing QI. We really wanted to infuse quality improvement throughout the public health division. We focused on projects that were within the state health division, but were really critical for success with to our local public health department partners. We had three projects. OMC is short for Oregon Mother's Care, out of the maternal and child health section, the drinking water program in our environmental section, and OSCAR stands for Oregon State Cancer Registry in our chronic disease section. We all spent some time identifying stakeholders. We had many shared stakeholders: public health departments, researchers, hospitals, pathology labs, and medical providers, and then all of us report to both the Oregon legislature and Oregon residents. In terms of identifying our theory, Oregon Mother's Care and OSCAR had very similar theories in looking at data. There were some differences, though. OMC, we really were using a paper system, and the processing time and the errors were great. OSCAR, they were not getting, they had an electronic system, but they weren't getting cases reported by providers, so that just wasn't happening. And the drinking water program had a contracting process that was separate from the rest of the public health division that was taking a very long time to do. So doing that contracting process with all 34 health departments involved 100 man hours per month. So streamlining that was important to them. So we were really looking at reducing processing time and increasing accuracy for Oregon Mother's Care, taking again less time to process contracts, and trying to improve a system and the data for our cancer registry. This is OSCAR's root cause analysis in terms of what some of the problems were. We use this documentation for our documents for accreditation, as well as some others that you'll see throughout the presentation. But just a really good example of some of the work that we did to prepare for our improvement. Again, Oscar's swim lane analysis about just what the process was and kind of looking at where some changes could be made. For organ mother's care, again, you'll see a root cause analysis. We discovered or knew that we had a lack of standardized and documented processes. There was no process improvement or no change to that program since it was initially conceived in 1993. So it had been the exact same program for years. And then all programs really were suffering from staff turnover, organ mother's care especially. So nobody really always knew why things were being done, only that the person before had done that. So some of our theories for improvement for drinking water was really to look at the contract language and see if they could take the drinking water contracts and include them with the rest of the general contracts for the public health division, and would that decrease the workload. Oscar wanted, again, to focus on outreach to providers to increase the amount of data, getting more data, developing some communication with them, and an introductory letter, really trying to get their buy-in for reporting cancer cases. And for organ mother's care, we were lucky to have an electronic system waiting in the wings. We also worked very closely with our local health departments. We developed some consulting counties who really had a great deal of say in terms of what the changes were. And then we tested and retested and retested. So we took a lot of feedback about our electronic system and how they wanted to provide us with data. So we had a large amount of qualitative data about how to improve that system. I'm timing myself, so I need to, okay. So with the drinking water, it turned out, as I said before, they were spending 100 hours a month in this contracting system, and it was a very simple, easy fix that nobody thought about doing. So there really was a meeting, processes were changed, it really took having some buy-in and discussion to change these processes, and then all of a sudden, 100 hours went from 10 to 20 hours a month. And as a bonus, they discovered that time was saved at each local health department, about 4 hours a month for each health department. So this huge onerous task in about a week went from 100 hours a month to 20. Since that time, because it was something low-hanging fruit, so successful yet so easy, they have continued now to look at some quality planning activities. In terms of Oscar's studying what they were doing, they looked at external influences of their reporting errors. They really spent some time focusing on ACA and meaningful use, and realized it became important to assist labs and clinicians in how to report those cases electronically. More documentation that we've gotten to use in our accreditation. Oregon Mother's Care had a great deal of success in reducing errors. So I think when you go from paper to electronic, it makes time simpler, but also you can catch errors, I think, in a more efficient way. So six pilot sites used the system for about a month, and then they were asked to stop using the system. So so that we could make fixes, and then it would all start 2 months later on January 1st. They refused to stop using the system. So they understood that their database may change one morning, as, you know, when they started up again. They were fine with that. So they continued using that system. Quality planning activities and tools were used. I'm going to skip through some of this. Oscar developed a standard operation manual. They're having a second quality planning project underway. We've saved time both at local sites, and we're also doing another quality planning project because of the success. We've learned to be adaptable, to really focus on using the tools, to trust the process. That was a pretty big learning, to not jump ahead of ourselves. We did have staff turnover. We had huge changes in leadership. It really took some convincing sometimes to see this to the end rather than somebody new coming on and let's take a left and not do that anymore. But we did see it to the end. You have to find the right person, and it becomes necessary really to integrate QI into the culture. Unintended benefits are always great, time saved, new handbooks, other things besides new processes. So any questions, we'll be happy to take them.